With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Attorney General Pam Bondi ordering the Justice Department to proceed with a probe into the Trump-Russia investigation. That follows the release of documents that discredit the inquiry that found Moscow interfered in the 2016 presidential election. Correspondent Ken Lorman adds, it's not clear what precise claims of misconduct could form the basis of criminal charges.
Bondi has directed a prosecutor to present evidence to a grand jury after referrals from the Trump administration's top intelligence official. It's not clear which former officials might be the target of any grand jury activity, where the grand jury that might ultimately hear evidence will be located, or which prosecutors, whether career employees or political appointees, might be involved in pursuing the investigation.
Texas Democrats preventing the House of Representatives in Texas from moving forward, at least for now, with a redrawn congressional map. And California Democrats now weighing new political maps that could slash five GOP-held House seats in that liberal state. U.S. visa seekers might have to put a little money up front.
The State Department is proposing requiring applicants for business and tourist visas to post a bond of up to $15,000 to apply to enter the United States. The department says it will start a 12-month pilot program for countries deemed to have a high overstay rate and deficient internal document security controls. The proposed program would begin in just a little over 2 weeks. Affected countries will be listed once the program actually takes effect. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
3,000 workers on strike now at Boeing at three plants in the United States. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors today are having problems.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several elite colleges making deals with President Trump's administration, offering concessions in order to keep their federal funding. Ivy League schools Columbia, Brown, and University of Pennsylvania reaching agreements to resolve investigations into campus anti-Semitism, DEI programs, and the promotion of the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. That date count in Florida is rising. A third child now has died nearly 1 week after a boat collision near Miami. Correspondent Julie Walker has an update on the tragedy.
A 10-year-old girl who was in critical condition after a barge collided with a sailboat in Miami last week died Sunday, according to the Coast Guard. A tugboat was pushing the barge in Biscayne Bay last Monday when it collided with a summer camp sailboat carrying five students and a 19-year-old instructor from the Miami Yacht Club. All ended up in the water. A 7-year-old girl and a 13-year-old girl drowned and were pronounced dead that day. Officials did not immediately identify any of the victims or release a cause for the crash. Salvage operations begin Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.